It's my pleasure to say the captain of the Eagles joins me online now, Paddy Ryan. Morning, Paddy.
G'day, Lowy. How are you, mate?
All right. You'd be getting rather excited, I would imagine.
Oh, not just yet. There's plenty of time between now and the game. I don't want to get too excited or I'll have no energy left. So, out of my mum and dad's relaxing this morning, which is nice.
Oh, mum's cooking.
That's good. That's good. It's a good way to load up.
That must be a big honour to captain the Eagles on your home dig in a championship decider like this, which is sort of the third tier of rugby in Australia.
Yeah, it is a big honour. It's made me very proud to be from Tamworth, the way the crowd's responded. The town has responded to not only the game earlier in the year, in early September, but also to the way they've been this week. Makes me real proud, Tamworthian. And, even more honoured to be able to captain the boys, which is a great honour in itself.
And, of course, there's a couple of other locals, Alex Newsom of Glen Innes on the wing, and I think Angus Roberts on the bench.
Yeah. Angus just missed the bench this week, unfortunately. After the game, he's missed all season, which is a bit sad, but, you know, that's footy, unfortunately. A few local boys. We had Alex Batho in the squad as well, which is a few Tamworth guys running around doing the town proud.
Now, you come off a great win over Melbourne Rising 50-24. Probably a little bit of an upset in the other semi-final, the Spirit over the Sydney Rays 42-24, but they've been coming good at the right time of the season, the Spirit.
Yeah, they've had a reasonably strong year. They have to do a lot of travel, which they let us all know about, but it would be tough. And I think, they've come home pretty strong. It was a good win last week against the Rays. In terms of us, we got off to a bit of a slow start, a bit like your front nine last week, Lowy.
Yeah, that's always bad.
Yeah, we came home strong. Probably about the equivalent of 22 points on the back, I reckon. The boys scored 50 unanswered.
Yes, well, it all sort of started when Sam Figg did an intercept, didn't it?
That's right, yeah. He's been great for us this year, Figg. He really turned games, and last week was no exception. They had two tries to their name, and they were on the attack looking for another one, and Figgy's, read a play beautifully and out-sprinted their whole team to get back and score the try, which was fantastic and a big pivotal moment in the game.
And then, of course, a couple of tries to Reece Robinson, the speedster, and then, we've got to take you to this moment, backing up a break, and you sprinted to the line, then you saw how far it was, you threw around the corner pass, and Figg scores his second.
Nah, it's part of my mantra. I don't run more than 10 metres. Unless I desperately need to, Lowy. So I would rather give it to a fast bloke.
The faster bloke in Sam, yeah.
Yeah.
Why was he? Where was Reece? Why wasn't he backing up that?
Yeah, just because it was a line out and we turned it over. That's why there was a lot of space out that side.
Right.
Figgy was quite smart. He was actually behind me in the line out, but he worked out to run into the space because he's a sevens player and he's quite intelligent like that.
Now, the Spirit, they've got Conno Lange.
Yeah. So I didn't play with him last year, but he was the captain of the Eagles last year. And it's great that Jono's back for a number of reasons. One, he's friends with a lot of guys in the team, and it's always good to play against your mates. But the main reason is his family's got quite a strong connection to Tamworth. So his father, Dean, who was a rugby league great, has got family here. Anyway, so Jono loves playing in Tamworth, and as soon as the Spirit made the final last week, we're on the phone to each other. He was telling me how good he always plays whenever he plays in Tamworth. So he was backing himself to get to the big dance, even though he has had a hamstring injury.
So you're going to run straight over the top of him.
Oh, I love playing against Jono. So, yeah, I'll be trying to get in his face any chance I can get.
So it's a...
Credit's got to go to the... I don't know if you're a curator of a rugby ground, but groundsman just doesn't seem to do injustice. Trent Maddams over there at Scully Park has done an amazing job with the field. It's the best we've played on by far this year and better than most Super Rugby decks. So,
for you, I believe you're off with the Barbarians this week.
That's next Saturday. That's right. So I'll squeeze 5 days... fishing in, Lowy, getting away from footy for a bit, and then I'm off to Europe on Saturday to join the Barbarians for a 3-game tour over there.
Well, all the best. Maybe there's a call up still there for the Wallabies.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. I think they'll go well tonight though, so that might make it a bit tougher for me. Hopefully they can get a win over the ditch done, and hopefully the Wallaroos can as well. First time they've been a curtain raiser for the Bledisloe, so that'll be great. And then 3 from 3 would be great for the country people of New South Wales.